Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Samach Hey. We left off on daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. We're at the very bottom of the page on daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the last line on the page. We were discussing yesterday when a person is mocher, are they mocher ba'ayin ra'a or are they mocher ba'ayin yafa? When you sell something, do we assume a spirit of generosity in the sale or do we not assume a spirit of generosity in the sale? Meaning, do you include whatever you can include or do we assume you're just selling the bare minimum and whatever you're not absolutely required to include, you're not, whatever's not actually in the letter of the shtar, you're not including in the sale. So we had a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva regarding this issue. The Chachamim held that when someone is mocher, he's ba'ein ra'a mocher, that he's not very generous in his sale. And Rabbi Akiva held, no, that it's ba'ein yafa mocher, that a person is very generous in his sale and the way he sells things. And we tried to find out where exactly we find that machlokas, how we know that there is such a machlokas. Rabban and Rabbi Akiva, we had four possibilities yesterday, and we finally arrived at a conclusion, the fourth possibility of a case of selling a field, of machron niachas, selling the items in a field and keeping the field for yourself, whether you need to buy a derech, whether the person who buys it needs to buy a derech separately or does not need to buy a derech separately. So anyway, we came to a conclusion that that's the machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Fine, so now we are at the word itmar in Samach Dalet Amud Beis, itmar. How do we paskin? So Rav Huna Amar Rav, halach k'divrei Chachamim. Rav Huna Amar Rav says, we paskin like the Chachamim, that when someone is mocher, it's ba'ayin ra'a mocher, that there's no generosity in the sale. Rabbi Yemir Baraba Amar Shmuel, halach k'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yemir Baraba says in the name Shmuel, that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So it seems like a straightforward machlokas. Rav and Shmuel had a paskin in a dine mamonis case, and it would therefore seem very pashut that we know that tilchsa kishmuel bedine, that we should for sure paskin like Shmuel when it comes to dine mamonos, like we always do. Says the Gemara, Amrle Rav Yirmiyah Barabba l'Rav Huna. So Rav Yirmiyah Barabba says to Rav Huna, again, Rav Huna is the one who said that halach is like the Chachamim. Rav Huna is the one that said in the name of Rav that halach is like the Chachamim. So Rav Yirmiyah Barabba says to Rav Huna, Vazimnin Sagin, Amrisa Kameh Rav Hilchsak Rabbi Akiva, V'lo Amrli V'lo Midi. But I've said many times in front of Rav that halach is like Rabbi Akiva, and Rav never corrected me. So how can you go ahead and say that Rav held the halacha is like the Chachamim? We would always talk in front of Rav and assume that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, and Rav never corrected us. So we think that Rav held that you're wrong about Rav also. That Rav held that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that a mocher is ba'ayin yafa mocher, it's not ba'ayin ra. So Amalei, hechi tenisa, he said, okay, well, let's back up a second. How exactly did you present it to Rav? Meaning, whose shita was who? We have been assuming the entire time that the Chachamim hold Ayin Ra'a, Rabbi Akiva holds Ayin Yafa. Were you assuming the same thing when you said Halacha Rabbi Akiva in front of Rav? Meaning, maybe you had it reversed, that Rav held Ayin, that Rabbi Akiva held Ayin Ra'a, and the Chachamim held Ayin Yafa. Then it would be no wonder that Rav would say that Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Because sometimes you just speak in codes and you don't spell out exactly what the shita that you're saying is, so there could be some confusion, there could be some miscommunication. So Amalei, he said, yeah, we taka had it reversed. We had Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim saying different shitos. Says, okay, so that's why Rav didn't say anything. Because when you said Allah Rabbi Akiva, Rav was hearing Mocher Ba'in Rav Mocher. Now, what you may have meant, or what we mean when we say halacha ke chachamim, is ayin ra'a mocher, which is meaning that's why we hold like the chachamim are the ones that said ayin ra'a mocher, and that's why we say that Rav held like the chachamim. Bottom line is, we're all saying the same thing. We all say that Rav holds ayin ra'a, Shmuel holds ayin yafa. So it's that simple. Now, what he really responded to me when he said, "How did you learn it?" He said, "Well, we taught it backwards." So, meaning, what do you mean we taught it backwards? So Rashbam says, no, it's just the Gemara in shorthand. The Gemara recording the conversation in shorthand. What he really said to him was, what do you mean, how did we say it? We said that the Chachamim hold Ayin Yafa, and Rabbi Kiva holds Ayin Ra'a, which happens to be backwards from the way we have it. But the Gemara, in just recording the conversation, instead of going through, you know, the whole Machlokas, just says, yeah, he told him in backwards. And we're supposed to know that backwards means flip flip the two shitos. That's what the Rashbam writes. Amalei Ipcha, the Rabbi Akiva Ba'in Ra, the Rabban Ba'in Yafu, Ugamaru who the Kamafarish, the Ipcha Havatani Rabbi Yirmiya. It's the Gemara saying that that he taught it Ipcha. Umiu Iu lo Amr Larfuna Lashon Ze, Ipcha Tanina. He certainly didn't say, we learned it backwards, Shem Hayodea She'in Rafuna Shana Kamoso, because if he knew that, if he knew that Rafuna didn't have the same version of the Machlokas that he had, that he had the Shito switched, Lo Hayla Litmoa. Then he shouldn't have been wondering why it was that that Rav Huna said in the name of Rav the Halach Zak the Chachamim when he thought in the name of Rav the Halach Zak Rabbi Akiva. If you hold the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva are reversed, right, from the way Rav Huna holds it, so of course it's the same exact shita. In principle, it's still Rav holding that the Mocher Ba'in Rav Mocher. So he shouldn't have been wondering about anything. Okay, so says the Gemara. Says Gemara Vayter, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Lema Azulu Tamayu. Maybe they're going l'shita sam. Maybe the two shitos of Rav and Shmuel, that Rav holds ba'ayin ra mocher and Shmuel that ba'ayin yafa mocher. Maybe they're in fact going l'shita sam. Why? What do we find? Tadam Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel, Ha'achin shecholku. When you have brothers who divide an estate, Ein lahen lo derech ze al ze, velo sulamo ze al ze, velo chalono ze al ze, velo amas hamayim ze al ze. That Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel that when brothers divide an estate, so this one takes that that half of the property, this one takes that half of the property, so they do not have any rights to go through the other person's property in any way whatsoever. If you look at Rashbam, first of all, ha'achin shechalku. So Rashbam understands shnehen mochrin zelaze. That the assumption is that each one they both inherit the entire estate as shutvim because they're brothers, and then they each sell half of the estate to the other person. So they're each mocher to each other. So the halachi is, says Rashbam, imlan derech zelze im chalku shnei sados echad natal chitzon vechad natal pnimi. So one guy has the inner field, one guy has the outer field. In order to get to the inner field, you need to pass through the outer field. And that's the way the father used to get to the inner field, by passing through the outer field. The guy on the inside does not have a path to go through the outside. Why? Because when the guy on the inside sold his portion of the outer field to his brother, he did it ba'ayin yafa. Therefore, he doesn't leave for himself even the right to walk through the outer field. That's what we assume, that Ayin Yafa Mocher means that when the guy in the inner field sells his portion of the outer field to his brother, he retains nothing for himself, because that's Ayin Yafa. And that's Shmuel Lashitaso, the Pasuk Rabbi Akiva, the Mocher, Ayin Yafa Mocher. Because Shmuel holds Mocher, Ayin Yafa Mocher, the Gabi Pnimi, Shaykh the Maymer, Ayin Yafa, the Afu Pichatzarach, the Frog, Ba'avir, Lo Shirla Atzma Sederach. For the inner guy, that's Ayin Yafa, that even though the only way he's going to get to his inner field is by flying, right? Or, obviously, flying isn't really an option, by buying the right to walk through the outer field, by purchasing it separately. Nevertheless, we assume that's what he's going to have to do, because we assume he sold his rights in the outer field with Ayin Yafa. So ask the Rashbam a very fundamental question that all the Rishonim ask. They're both selling to each other over here. How can you bring this as a raya, that Ayin Yafa Mocher, because you see that the Panimi is selling his chelek in the chitzon by Ayin Yafa? Well, guess what? The chitzon is also selling his chelek in the Panimi to the Panimi, to the guy on the inside. So whatever is Ayin Yafa in one direction is Ayin Ra in the other direction. If the Panimi is saying, okay, good, I'm selling by Ayin Yafa, I don't even keep the derech on the outer field, well, that's Ayin Ra for the chitzon. Because the chitzon is selling the panimi, the inside, his chelek in the inner field, and not giving a derech. That's Ayin Ra when you don't give a derech. When you don't let him pass through your field to get to where he's going. So says Rosh Bama, v'gabi chitzon lo shayich Ayin Ra b'ma she'enu nosu nosu derech, shere'enu mocher b'sada zu ha'chitzon el lokeach, u'b'lokeach lo shayich Ayin Yafa. He says, because after all, regarding the chitzon, he says, that's not called Ayin Ra, because he's not selling anything in the outer field. He's buying the outer field. He's only selling something in the inner field. So legabe, the outer field, which is the question over here, does he have a path through the outer field? You can't call the guy who gets the outer field to be selling ba'ayin ra'a, because he's not selling the outer field, he's selling the inner field. He's a lokeach in the outer field. What is he a mocher on? Only the inner field. And on the inner field, he's leaving nothing for himself. On the inner field, he's selling everything. He's giving it all over. And therefore, that's not going to be called mocher ba'ayin ra'a mocher. The question is, do we normally, it would seem that that's only in this case. Meaning, normally, if I sell you if I have two sadas, one inside the other, and I sell you the inner sada, and I leave for myself the outer sada, so normally, not giving you a way to get there would be called ayin ra'a. But over here, since it's working in both directions, and we have to call something ayin ra'a and something ayin yafa, we're only going to focus on the exact location that I'm selling you, and not anywhere around it that would help you get to that location. So we're only going to focus on the actual item that we're being mocher itself. That's how at least the Rashbam understands it. There are other shitos and Rishonim. None of them are really that, you know, the question is a really good question, and it seems to be a lot better than the answers. Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar is quoted by many of the Rishonim that he says as follows. He says, if you're going to say that the chitzon sold to the pnimi ba'ayin yafa, and what does it mean, the chitzon sold to the pnimi ba'ayin yafa, that he leaves a derech, that he allows the pnimi to walk through the chitzon, so it's going to turn out that, by definition, the pnimi's sale to the chitzon is an ayin ra'a. Meaning, if you'd go in the reverse, so you say, okay, fine, you're right. We can't say that the pnimi sold ba'ayin yafa to the, that this is a raya that ba'ayin yafa mocher, because it's ayin ra'a from the chitzon to the pnimi. So what do you want to say? You want to say that the chitzon sold the pnimi ba'ayin yafa, and therefore he lets the pnimi walk through his outer field? But then it turns out that the pnimi sold to the chitzon ba'ayin ra'a. And it's not just ayin ra'a, but it's ayin ra'a legamri. Because even in what he sold to him, he left for himself a derech. And therefore, we'd rather say that each one just takes their own thing, and they sold it completely. Whatever I sold to you, I sold completely to you, and whatever you sold to me, you sold completely to me. That's much more of an ayin yafa than to have an inequitable type of division, where what I sold to you, I sold completely to you, plus I have to give you a portion of what you sold to me. That's inequitable. That's not called ayin yafa. Ayin yafa, since they're selling to each other, says Rabbeinu Tam, we have to look at a broader picture. And ayin yafa has to mean absolutes. That the sales are absolute. That this guy gets the chitzon and all of its rights. This guy gets the panimi and all of its rights. A little bit different than the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, no, we only look at the place that you sold itself. And we don't look at areas around the place that you sold. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, we just look at the big picture, and we see, the most equitable way to do it, if you're saying that it's ayin yafa, is that everybody gets 100% of what they sold. But the bottom line is, what are we trying to say over here? That Shmuel is lishitaso, that hamocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. And Shmuel says, hizaru ben shalach skvosei, and these are absolute halachos, we need to be careful about them. V'rav amar yesh lahen. But Rav holds that the guy who gets the inner sada does have the right to walk through the outer sada. Obviously, what does Rav hold? Mocher ba'ayin ra'ahu mocher. Rav holds that it's not sold with generosity, and that's exactly the same machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. This is Rav and Shmuel the Shita Sam. Answers the Gemara Tzricha. No, it's not the same machlokas. We need to be told both cases, meaning it may be related in terms of svara, but we would not have derived one from the other. If you only would have told me about the case of Achin Shechalku, I would have said, yes, by Achin Shechalku, that's where Rav holds that the guy who gets the pnimi has the derech through the chitzon, because they got this as a Yerusha. So the guy who gets the pnimi says, I want to get the pnimi and be able to use it the same way Dad used it. I want to be able to use it the same way our father used it, because after all, that's what I was Yoresh. I was Yoresh, our father's field. So I want to have the same rights in this field that our father had. And therefore he has an extra taina on his side to allow him to have the derech. But in a typical case of a mocher and a lokeach, the lokeach has no such taina that I want to be able to use it the way the previous owner used it. Why should he have such a taina? Over here, it's dafka by Yerusha that he has such a taina. Teda dechsiv tachas avosecha yubanecha, right? And the pasuk says that the children are supposed to take the place of the father. Presumably, that means they're supposed to have all the rights the father had. Aval b'hayim modu shmul, but maybe by regular mechira and a regular lokeach, he'd be modu to shmul that it's ba'ayin ra. He'd be modu to shmul rather that it's ba'ayin yafa. V'yitmar b'ha, and if I would have only been told in a regular case of a mechira, b'hach kamer shmul av b'hayim. I would say, yeah, only by a regular case Shmuel holds what he holds. That only in a regular case does Shmuel hold Ba'ayin Yafa, but maybe by the case of the two brothers, he would agree that it's Ba'ayin Ra because of that taina that he wants to have it the same way his father had it. Tzricha, that's why we need to be told this machlokas of Rav and Shmuel in both cases. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Hilchsa Kavasin or Hilchsa Kavasaychu? Very strange question, no? Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna, who do we pass like, us or you? It's an unusual question. You would imagine that you would, if you say something, you think it's because the halachas like you, right? But nevertheless, he asks, do we pass like us or do we pass like you? I mean, Kavasin, Shmuel, meaning Kavasin is a reference to Shmuel. Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, right? We have Rav Huna or Rav over here. Rav Nachman was a Talmud of Shmuel. So Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, do we pass like my school, you know, like Shmuel, or do we pass like you guys, like Rav? So Amalei, he said, Hilchsa kavasaychu, the makravisa, the bava, the reish galusa, the shechichi dayani. He says, you know what? We actually paskin like you. We paskin like Shmuel, not like Rav, because you guys are closer to dayanim. You have a lot more experience in dinim amunis type cases, and therefore we're going to paskin like you. I don't know, but this it would seem that this is the basis of Hilchsa kashmuel bedini. Right, that over here the Gemara is telling us what the Yesod is, that the Yesod of Hilchsa Shmuel Bedini, it's not magic that Shmuel magically knew got the rights for us to paskin like him in all dinim amnus cases. Here the Gemara is telling us, no, the school of Shmuel had much more experience in dinim amnus. They had much more hands-on experience in dinim amnus. They were around Dayanim a lot more. So therefore, they ended up being more and having greater expertise in dinim amnus than the school of Rav did, and therefore we're almost always going to paskin like Shmuel, and by the way, like Rav Nachman, when it comes to dinim amnus cases. Now, not stam that it's some sort of special skula that they had or something that we always paskin like them. No, it's because it's straightforward. It's because they had more experience in dinim amnus, and therefore they were the greater experts in dinim amnus. Rav's talmidim were the great. Rav was a greater expert in Issa v'Heter, and therefore we paskin like him in Issa v'Heter. Itmar, shnei batim zeluf nemizef. You have two houses, one inside of the other. Shneim b'mecher, shneim b'matana, ein len derech zal zeh. V'kolshkein chitzo matana pnim b'mecher. Certainly, if you sell both of them, or you give both of them as a matana, so neither one has the right to go through the other one. Meaning, the guy on the inside does not have the right to go through the outer one. Because just like, if you want to say, you sold to the guy on the inside ba'ayin yafa, well, guess what? You sold to the guy on the outside ba'ayin yafa also. And therefore, the guy on the inside should not be able to walk through the outer guy's house. And certainly, if you gave to the outer guy b'matana and the inner guy b'mecher, where there's a more of an ayin yafa by a matana than there is by a mecher, so certainly you're not going to give the guy on the inside the right to walk through the outer guy's house, because after all, you gave it to him as a matana, so there's complete ayin yafa. What about the following case? Chitzon b'mecher u'pnim b'matana, mai. What would be the din if you have the outer one was b'mecher, you sold it, and the inner one was b'matana, then what's the din? Do we assume that he has the right to walk through or does not? So savmina in lehenderek zalzeh. We originally thought that it meant that no, they do not have the right to walk through. Velohi, but that's not true. Milo tnan b'medvar mamurim b'mocher, avol b'nosin matana nosin es kulan. Didn't we learn that the whole issue where there's a machlokas even, that the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva disagree, and the Rabbanan hold Ayin Ra is dafka by a mecher, but when it comes to a matana, you are completely generous, and we always assume everyone agrees that a nosin matana is ba'ayin yafu hu nosin, alma mandi av matana ba'ayin yafu yav, sahachanami mandi av matana ba'ayin yafu yav, so over here as well. if you gave to the inner guy b'matana and the outer guy b'mecher, so the Rabbanan who hold that a mocher is ba'ayin ra'a mocher would agree that when you give to the inner guy b'matana, it's ba'ayin yafa, and therefore he has the right to walk through the outer house in order to get to his house, which is more on the inside, right? That's something that he has the right to do. Okay, new Mishnah. Hamochras habayis mochras adalas. If a person sells a house, so what's included in a sale of a house? Right? Are light fixtures included? Are doorknobs included? What's included in is furniture included? What are we, the oven, the fridge? So there are assumptions that we have, I think, legally, and there are laws about this also nowadays, about what you have to leave and what you don't have to leave, right? So the Gemara also has, the Mishnah also has laws about what we assume is included in the sale, what we don't assume is included in the sale. So mochras habayis, someone who sells a house, mochras hadalas, the door is included. Right, the guy can't rip off the front door. You know, moving day, you show up to the house and there's no front door. He took off the front door. So no, the door is included. Avalos hamafteach, but the keys are not included. Shockingly, because you would imagine that what good is the door if you can't get into the door? Right, the key somehow is not included in the sale. Mocher samachteshes kavua, avlos hamitalteles. The machteshes is also a machteshes, a grinder that's built into the ground is included, but not if it's something that could be moved. Mocher is it strovel. Avalos akelas, avlos atan, avlos akiraim. What's in it strovel? Says Rashbam. Agul shesaviv harichayim. It's some circular thing that's around the mill. V'davar kavuahu. The bottom line is, the point is, that it's something that's kavua, that you never move. Hakelas, Rashbam says, is something that's mitalteles. It's something that's moved. So that's why that's not included in the sale. Tanur and kirayim, the oven and the stove, are not included in the sale. Again, says Rashbam, kalhanach mitaltelin hein. Because all these things are movable. V'chein, Vachinami tiny but Tosefta says the Mishnah Gar Smachatana Machakra, okay, whatever, he has different gifts from Tosefta. But bottom line is, says Rashbam, if you look at the beginning of the Mishnah, the Rashbam writes, Machar Vachule, Klal of the Mil. So there's one rule of this Mishnah. Kol Tashmishe Bayis HaKavuim, Mechurin Mechlal Bayis. Vamitatulin and Mechurin. Anything that's Kavua, anything that's not movable, that stays, that's stationary, is included in the house. Anything that's movable that you do move is not included in the house. Now it's interesting. The Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua writes that you see from this Rashbam that it's not just anything movable versus anything non-movable. He writes Kol Demilsa, not Kol Mili DeKavua. He says Kol Tashmishe Bayis HaKavuim Amr Churin B'chlal Bayis. Anything that's considered Tashmishe Abayis. So he says it's Mavur from the Rashbam that we only say Mechurim LeKarka is like the Karka over here and sold with the Abayis if it's Mitashmishe Abayis. But if the item that happens to be Mechurim LeKarka is not Mitashmishe Abayis, even if it's Kavua B'Karka, even if it's Mechurim to the Karka, it's not going to be sold with the house. Rashbam adds in that extra prat. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter, Bizman Sha'amar Lo, Hu, V'Kol Masha B'Tolcho, Harei Kulin Mechurim. But if you specifically say that I'm selling it and all that is in it, then everything is considered to be sold, and then everything is included. Says Rashbam, very important Rashbam over here, Harei Kulin Mechurim. Kol Hanach Tashmisha Mitaltalin. All the Mitaltalin that are Tashmisha Abayis are included in the sale. Aval, he says, Shar Mani Tashmishte Lo Mizdavni. He says, other items that you happen to have in the house that are not tashmishi abayis, that are not generally used as part of the house, they just happen to be in the house, are not included in the sale. Even if you say kol masha betocho, kol masha betocho just comes to include tashmishi abayis that aren't nailed down. Umafteach nami ikar tashmisha leposacha shal delazu vein roi lacheres. Right, a mafteach is something that's meant to open this door, not another door, and therefore it's included in the sale. Why is it included in the sale? It's movable. Yeah, that's why you said kol masha betocho, to include movable items that are miyuchad for this house, that are tashmisha abayis. V'hainu taima delozav in sharmin in tashmishte delo beteli legabe bayis. He says, why is it that other tashmishim are not included? Either because they're not batel legabe the house, because they're not considered something that's used specifically for the house, Inami ain't a rotel the srachik minashkuna shalo, the other bevai sacher, with shrichel lametaltalin. Right? He doesn't want to, he doesn't plan on moving a great distance, and therefore he needs all of his stuff. He needs his bed, he needs his couch, he needs things. He doesn't want to give up all of his stuff. He needs his dishes, he needs all these items. So he doesn't plan on selling everything in the house, because he's not moving to a different country. If he was moving to a different country, it would be a big hassle. So says Rashbam, so based on that, so again, why is it that his dishes aren't included in the sale? Either because they're not bought to Lagabi the house, or because he doesn't plan on moving so far away that he's not going to need these items. Aval gabi chatzah tanan lekaman, but by chatzah we're going to learn later on. De mamar lo kol ma shabatocha, hare kol metaltun mechurin. Dainu kol mani tashmishtei, de ikru metaltun li levad mechiti usari, perg mishameis, de kivin de mistalik mikol hashchuna, machras kulan, de tarech lo lahotzi kelev misham. He says, but when you sell the chatzah, we assume everything located in the chatzah, whether it's miyuchad for that chatzah or not. Everything located in the chatzer is considered to be sold. Very different than the house. Why? Because the assumption is if you're selling a chatzer, you're moving out of the neighborhood. And if you're moving out of the neighborhood, who can schlep all that stuff with them? You probably want to sell everything. Or, meaning if you go with the first shot of why by the bias it's not sold because it's not bottled to the house, he says everything's bottled to the chatzer. Why is everything bottled to the chatzer? Because the chatzer is much bigger than a house. So again, Rosh Bam has two approaches as to why by a house other stam, your dishes, are not included even when you say kol mashu betelcho, either because it's not batel or because you don't plan on moving far away. So by a chatzer, min a stam, we assume either it is batel or that you do plan on moving very far away and therefore all those items are included. V'gabe mocher say ir tnan. Now we have a third case. What about when you sell a city? So by mocher seir, we learn in the Mishnah, dim amar kol mashu betelcho mocher asakol, afil behema v'avadim dav metaltli denaydi, v'kolshkein chiti usari. But by when you sell the city, we assume everything's included. Dikivin the mistalik mikol the ir, mikol v'kol rotzel v'stalik, the terech lulal hotzi metaltli eracheres, ina mitel n'gabe ir. And the svara works perfectly. Why? Because we have those two reasons. A, it's if you plan on moving far away, then you probably intend to include everything in the sale. Well, if you're selling the whole city, the stomach, you plan on moving far away, and therefore you must intend to include everything in the sale. Or B, if it's big enough, we assume everything's batel to the real estate that you're selling. Well, an ear is certainly big enough. It's a lot bigger than a bayis and even bigger than a chatzer, right? A lot bigger than a chatzer too. And therefore, certainly, it's going to include everything in the sale. Klala de milsa. Bottom line is, says Rashbam, kol mechra gadol mechavero, riba limkar yoser hagadol fi gadol v'akatlan fi katlan. That anything, any sale of real estate that's bigger than something else includes more when you say kol masha betocho. Meaning, what did it turn out? There were three levels. When you sell a bayis and you say kol masha betocho, it only includes the tashmishe abayis. When you sell a chatzer, you say kol masha betocho, it includes all the metatlan, just not the chiti yisari. When you sell a city and you say kol masha betocho, it includes even the chiti yisari. Why? Because it's bigger. The bigger the real estate being sold, and when you say kol masha betocho, the more we assume you're including in the sale. That is the shitas Rashbam. It should be noted, though, the Yad Rama writes that when you say you're selling kol masha betocho, you're not only selling maftech and maftashas, they're nakavua. When you say shemochas kol masha betocho, says Rashbam, lo rak hamaftech v'maftash she'enuk v'oshem tashmishe abayis mechur mima. Not only do you intend to sell the tashmishe abayis, afilu mito v'shulchan v'sakenu ka'aros v'kosos matzaos. Says the Yad Rama, not like the Rashbam. When you say kol masha betocho, you mean the dishes also, even by abayis, right? That everything's included. However, he says, what's not included? He says the only types of things that are included are things that are constantly found in the house. Right? Where do I keep my dishes? Always in the house. I never take my dishes outside of my house. Right? And therefore, even though they're not tashmishe habayis, really, but nevertheless, they're included in the sale. But other metaltalin, which is not constantly found in the house, are not going to be included, even when I say that I'm selling kol masha betocha. So the Yad Rama understands differently than the Rashbam, and obviously, Yad Rama is not going to have to be mechalik between a chatzer and a bayis now. right? Because then it's going to be consistent. When the Gemara is going to say, when you say Kol Mashal B'toch in the Chatzer, it really includes everything. That's perfectly consistent according to the Adramah, because the same is true by a bias. So he's not going to have to be mechalik between a bias and a Chatzer, like the Rashbam had to be mechalik. Where does Yad Ramah get his idea from that it includes even the plates and everything else? He gets it from the Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Gimel. We're going to start the fifth parak next week, and the Gemara is going to discuss selling a boat. Mocher es hasvina. What's included when you sell a boat? So the Gemara is going to say by a boat that if you say that you're selling kol masha betocho, afilu antiki sheba mechurimima. Even the items that you have to sell. I mean, what do you use a boat for? To bring items, you know, for trade, right? From one port to another. So even those items, even your wares that you came to sell, that's included in the sale of the boat. It's not tashmishe hasfina, and yet it's still included in the sale. So says the Yad Ramah. So you see from there that when I sell a house, also it's not only tashmishe abayis. It's not only things that are used for the upkeep of the house itself that are included in the sale. Even other kelim that are just constantly found in the house are included in the sale, just like by the boat. These items that are always found in the boat are included in the sale as well. How the Rashbam respond? So the Rashbam would either say that the Rashbam would have to say, no, a boat is more similar to a chatzar than it is to a bayis. Why is it more similar to a chatzar? The Rashbam had two chilukim between a chatzar and a bayis. Number one is when you're mistalek legamri and you're going somewhere far away and it would be a big hassle to move everything by a chatzar, as opposed to by a bayis, you assume you're just moving a block away and you'll bring everything with you. And number two is that a chatzar is much larger than a bayis. So you'd have to say by the boat, that a boat is like a chatzar, that you're mistalik from it entirely, and it's a big tircha to move everything from the boat, or that the boat is considered to be bigger than a house. That boats, I guess, were very large, and it was considered to be bigger than a house. That's what you'd have to say, according to the Rashbam, in order to fit the sail of a boat, because the Rashbam discusses everything but the boat. Right? He discusses a bayis, a chatzar, and an ear, but he leaves out the boat. So you'd have to fit that in according to the Rashbam. Okay, says the Gemara. Lema masnisin delo krabi meir. Our Mishnah that says that you don't include any metaltalin in the sale, that you only include, now we're going back to the beginning of our Mishnah, where you don't say kol mashal b'tocho. Stam, you sell a house. We assume only things that are nailed down are actually sold with the house. Right? Things that are movable are not sold with the house. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah seems to be against Reb Meir. Why? Because Reb Meir holds that when you sell a vineyard, you sell anything that's usable in the vineyard for the sake of the vineyard. Meaning, even if it's not nailed down, even if it's something that's a metaltalin, but if it's used for the upkeep of the vineyard, it gets included in the sale. So says the Gemara, no, afilu teim Rabbi Meir, our mission could even be going like Reb Meir. Hasam kaviya, hachalo kaviya. Over there it's set, over here it's not set. Wait a second, what are we talking about? What do you mean hasam kaviya? I thought we just said that we're talking about things that Reb Meir includes even in the sale, things that are not nailed down. So what does he mean, that hasam kaviya? So says Rashbam, no, kaviya means something else over here. Klomar hasam b'Reb Meir ikal lememar, t'lo ayri Reb Meir el b'tashmishna gavuin li'olam b'toch hakerem, she'in mazizin osam misham li'olam, v'af al gavdenim kavum b'karka. No, when Reb Meir was talking about the items that are included in the sale of a vineyard, he's talking about things that you never take out of the vineyard. They're not nailed down. They're not part of the karka, but they're things that you never remove from the vineyard. In our Mishnah, when we're talking about metaltalim that does not get sold along with the house, we're talking about metaltalim that occasionally is going to be removed from the house. And if it's occasionally going to be removed from the house, it's not going to be included in the sale. So, Frek the Gemara, wait a second. V'mavteach domir d'delis katani. That's not true. The types of metaltalin that we listed in our Mishnah that are not included in the sale happen to be metaltalin that stay in the house constantly, like the key, which we assume is the type of key that's similar to a door. Ma d'delis d'kaviya, meaning we contrast the key and the door. How? By saying the door is included, the key is not. Why? Because the door is nailed down, the key isn't. The assumption being that everything else about the door and the key is on par. The only chilek is that the door is nailed down, is part of the property, is mechubar lekarka, and the key is not. So the implication is just like the door is constantly there, the type of key that we're talking about is constantly there. Rashbam says that there was some place where they used to have, in B'nai Kfarim, in villages, they used to keep the key always in the door. I'm not sure what the point of the key was, but they would always keep the key in the door. They would never remove the key from the door. So anyway, Rebbe is the inside key to lock it from the inside.
It's
so
part,
they
had, part of the lock. That's how
right.
you open
so
up
that's
the
how they
lock,
opened
the
it up,
key.
something like that, from the inside. Yeah. So anyway, so they had so the key was part of the door. That's the kind of key we're talking about. So yes, it's metaltalin, but no, it's never removed from the house, and we see it's not included in the sale. So we see that our Mishnah Taka is against Reb Meir. So Av Mavtech the Kaviyah, isn't the key we're talking about something that's always there? Ele Mechavata the Masnisin the Lok Reb Meir. So you have to say our Mishnah is Taka against Reb Meir. Because again, Reb Meir said that things that are metaltalin, even if they're constantly, if they are constantly in the Kerem, are included in the sale. Our Mishnah says things that are metaltalin, even if they're constantly in the bias, are not included in the sale. So that's why our Mishnah seems to be against Reb Meir. Tanur Rabbanan, Hamochras Abayis Mochras Adelos Vesanagra Vesamanol. If a person sells a house, he sells the door and the nagra and the manol, which are different parts of the lock of the door that are part of the door that are kavua there. Avalos Hamafteach, but not the key. Mochras Hamachteshes Hachakuka. Avalos Hakavua. Again, Machteshes Hakuka is that it comes out from the wall and it's kavua there, but it's built into the ground. As opposed to Hakavua, which means it was built outside of the ground and then attached in. It wasn't hollowed out from the karka itself. It was built separately and then attached afterwards. Machar it strovel avalos hakelos avalos hatan avalos hikrayim avalos harechayim. Right, that's those were halachas straight from our Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar Omer kala mechuber lekarka reo kekarka. Rabbi Lazar says no. We don't distinguish between items that were once built separate from the ground and then attached to the ground, and items that are attached to the ground right now. Now we just look at what it is right now. Anything that's mechuber lekarka is part of the ground, and therefore it's included in the sale of the house. If I have furniture that was built, and this is obviously very common, I have furniture that was built separately and then was attached, became built-in furniture, which you have all the time in houses. People have bookshelves or whatever, right, that are not built on the spot. They're built somewhere else, and then they're attached and they're built in to the room. So he says, I don't care that it was built outside first. The bottom line is, right now it's mechuber lekarka, and if it's mechuber lekarka, it's included as part of the sale. So that's the machlokas Tanakam and Rav Lazar. Right? So the Rashbam points out Rabbi Lezer Amachteshes Kavua Palig is arguing on the case of Machteshes Kavua, meaning that exact case. We have something that was built separately and then installed. So Bzman Shamalo Huva Kal Mashu B'Tocho Harei Kulam Mechurim. But if you say Huva Kal Mashu B'Tocho, everything is sold. Bein kach lo machar lo asabar v'lo asadus v'lo asayitziyah. But either way, the bar, the dus, and the yitziyah are not included, right? Those are considered things that are not part of the house. They're considered b'fnei atzmo. They're considered separate entities that are not part of the house. Now, what the Gemara is going to do is say, wait a second, we just had a machlokas tanaim. When you build something separately and then install it, is it considered kavua and part of the ground, or is it not considered kavua and part of the ground? We have a very similar discussion in regards to Hilchos Mikvaos. Why? There's a halacha by Mikvaos, the Mayim Shu'uvim, water that was caught in a kli and then put into a mikvah, is not kosher to be used for mikvah water. What defines a kli? Is it something that was, let's say you have something that is built in the ground, you just dig a hole in the ground that allows the water to run into the mikvah. Right? So if you just dig into the ground and allow the water to run into the mikvah, that's certainly not a kli, that's okay. Right? That's not a pipe, that's something you just dug into the ground. What if I build a pipe outside and then build it into the ground? Is that going to be considered a kli because I built it separately and therefore it's mekabel tuma? And even though right now it's not mekabel tuma because it became part of the ground, it's still going to pass the mikvah? Or do I say no, right now it's part of the ground and therefore it's not going to pass the mikvah? It seems to be a very similar discussion to the discussion regarding the house. In order to understand all this, we're going to need a little bit of background just in general in mikvahs in terms of what the halach is by a mikvah, and we're going to have to do that tomorrow. So Bez Hashem, we'll start with a little bit of background on mikvahs tomorrow and then get into the connection between these two halachos.